This is Brother Peter Diamond here. The Shroud of Turin has not been reproduced. I'm going to be quickly discussing some of the facts that really put a halt to all of this wild speculation and these lies that have been promoted by the mainstream media. Of course, many know, since it's been all over the headlines, that a scientist claims to have reproduced the Shroud of Turin, thus proving that, according to them, it's a fake. And what people need to realize, first of all, is that this so-called reproduction hasn't been tested by anyone. All that this group has done is simply issued a press release and released some photos. And so, no tests or rigorous examination have been performed of this so-called reproduction. Yet, because you're dealing with the very Antichrist media, the entire media picks up the story and the claim and concludes that the reproduction is authentic and that the Shroud is therefore a fake. In fact, a CNN headline said in huge type, "Scientist recreates Turin Shroud to show it's fake." And this is nonsense simply because even from a preliminary analysis of the photographs and the press release which describe the process by which he, quote, reproduced this, you can see that it's not a reproduction. And I'm going to be making reference to certain experts who have given a preliminary rebuttal to this false claim. For example, this scientist who made, quote, this reproduction admits that he used red ochre pigment to form the image. Well, right off the bat, you have a big problem, an invalidating one, in fact, because the Shroud image was not formed by pigment. That's one of the miraculous and unexplainable features of it. In a preliminary rebuttal article on Shroud.com, Shroud researcher Barry Schwartz points out the significance of the pigment issue. He mentions the fact that red ochre pigment is iron oxide, and he says, quote, "Of course, this issue was anticipated by the STIRP team in 1978, and a number of highly sensitive tests were performed that determined that there was not enough iron oxide on the Shroud to be visible without a microscope. Iron oxide does not constitute the image on the Shroud. They also determined that the image areas of the Shroud contain no more iron oxide than the non-image areas. It is more or less evenly distributed across the entire cloth. Obviously, if the image were made in the manner described in the article, namely from red ochre pigment iron oxide, we would still find thousands of particles of iron oxide embedded into the image fibers of the linen, and these would be clearly visible with just a good magnifying glass. Yet the microscopy done directly on the Shroud in 1978 revealed no such thing. These particles just don't go away on their own. STIRP's instruments could detect parts per billion, a very small amount of any substance on the Shroud, and all known paints and pigments, including iron oxide, were excluded by the data." End quote. And so this fact is totally devastating to the so-called reproduction of the Shroud. It proves that it's not a reproduction. The so-called reproduction was made from a pigment. It was made from red ochre pigment, iron oxide, and it had already been scientifically proven that the Shroud image was not formed from iron oxide or any pigment. Now, their response to this is, Luigi Gargiuselli, the man who made this so-called reproduction, is that the pigment wears off over time. No, as Schwartz points out, their instruments could detect parts per billion, and these don't go away. And he explains that if the Shroud of Turin had been formed that way, that thousands of particles of iron oxide would still be embedded into the image fibers of the linen, and they're not there, and they don't go away. And so right off the bat, the so-called reproduction is blown out of the water. Another problem with it is that the man who made it says that he applied the blood after the image was formed. Well, the Shroud image was formed after the blood was already there. Schwartz again points out, quote, "It has been demonstrated scientifically that the blood stains on the Shroud came from direct contact with a body and are all forensically accurate. It has also been shown that the blood stains were on the Shroud before the image was formed, since the blood and serum acted to inhibit the image formation mechanism. There is no image under the blood and serum stains on the shroud. However, to make this new, quote, reproduction, the blood was added, using a different pigment, after the image was created. Obviously, it is much easier to add the blood to the image than to first create the blood stains and then create the forensically accurate image around them, which is exactly what a medieval forger would have had to do to duplicate the actual physical properties of the shroud. End quote. So simply put, we know that the blood was there on the shroud before the miraculous image was formed, because there is no image under the blood. Yet this so-called reproduction made an image and then added the blood. If he had added the blood first and then tried to make an image around it, he would have ruined the blood stains, and that's why he didn't do it that way, and that's why he can't duplicate the shroud. Another problem that people have noticed right off the bat is the three-dimensional issue, and people should really watch the video that Brother Michael did, Creation of Miracles Past and Present. It's on our website, VaticanCatholic.com. You can watch it in parts on our YouTube channel. You can also order it from us. But he gets into all of the different miraculous features of the shroud. There's so many different ones. Dr. John Jackson of the Turin Shroud Center pointed out how this so-called reproduction lacks the three-dimensional qualities that the Shroud of Turin has. It has incredible and miraculous three-dimensional information. In an article on CatholicNewsAgency.com, Dr. John Jackson comments on the three-dimensional aspect of this whole issue. While he admitted that the images on Garlicelli's shroud on the internet look authentic, when taken from a 3D perspective, quote, it's really rather grotesque. The hands are embedded into the body, and the legs have unnatural-looking lumps and bumps, he explained. And so the shroud doesn't have that problem. The shroud miraculously comes out proportional when examined with this 3D equipment. And so that's just another problem which shows that they haven't reproduced the Shroud of Turin. And keep in mind, it hasn't even been examined yet. When the experts, if the experts ever get a chance to rigorously examine this so-called reproduction, they will probably come up with 150 absolute proofs that it's not a reproduction. Okay, this is just a preliminary analysis of the photographs and the press release. And of course, when it's further demolished and debunked in great detail, it probably won't get almost any coverage in the mainstream press. But when someone has a press release and gives a few photographs that the Shroud of Turin has been reproduced, the whole world press says, it's been reproduced, and the whole world is led to believe this. It's really an outrage, and it really shows the evil working in this world and how much they hate the Shroud, because it's a miraculous sign, a miraculous proof of our Lord Jesus Christ's life, crucifixion, and his resurrection. And they can't explain it away. They can't explain all of the miraculous features away. They haven't done it. They cannot reproduce it. And another video we'd strongly recommend, in addition to the Creation of Miracles Past and Present by Brother Michael, is the other one we sell for $7 on our website, Jesus and the Shroud of Turin. Tremendous video. It gets into the STURP team, the Shroud of Turin Research Project, the scientific experts in 1978 who went over and rigorously examined the shroud, trying to debunk it, trying to explain how the image was formed, trying to show that it was painted, and they couldn't do it. Absolutely worth watching and getting. And also, it's definitely worth keeping in mind that this so-called reproduction was funded by a group of atheists and skeptics and agnostics. And so they were trying to pull out all the stops to come as close as possible to a superficial image that would look like a reproduction, that they could tell the world this is somewhat like the shroud in certain aspects, and it would convince a lot of people. And so they definitely had a big axe to grind to try to get something that would attack the shroud's authenticity. But when more rigorously considered and examined, it is not a reproduction. It's just a hoax.